Good morning, everyone. Today is April 6, 2017, Thursday morning. I pray everybody had a blessed night and that they start the day off with our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ and lean on His promises that He has made for you today and just walk in His way and just let His will be done in your life. Today's message is, are you missing out on the promises of God? The Bible has solutions and methods to achieve the desires of our hearts. It has hundreds of promises to enrich our lives and to solve most of our problems. In Psalms 37:4, it tells us that if we will delight ourselves in the Lord, He will give us the hearts, the desires of our hearts. So we should claim that promise. God wants us to have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus said that Himself in John 10:10, "For I come to give life, that they may have it more abundantly." You know, God knows our needs, but He wants us to rely on Him. He wants us to seek Him in everything that we do. So Matthew 6:33, Jesus says, "But if you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then all these things shall be added unto you." So God is not going to make us all promises He doesn't intend on keeping. He's not a God of lies. He's a worthy God. You know, He keeps His promises. He's not going to tell you He's going to do something and, you know, then not do it. When we recognize we need God and seek Him first, He will give us the desires of our hearts. But we have to acknowledge Him first. You know, there are many people today that find no need to pray. They live a life that has been, you know, they've just made up. You know, they're living their lives on their own thoughts, on their own ways, and they truly believe in their hearts that their success is based on what they have done. The thing is, they don't know God knew them first. He created them in the womb. And, you know, all their success is worthless without God. Yeah, they may have nice cars and nice homes, nice clothes, but they don't have God. They don't know God. So Jesus says in Matthew 16:26 that, "What does a man profit if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul?" He's not profiting anything. You know, as a matter of fact, he's losing his eternal soul to his eternal living to the eternal hell. So, you know, gaining the world and the worldly things, it's not worth losing your eternal life with Jesus. It's just not worth it. These people will never understand the love of God until they give their hearts to God. You know, and 90% of these people, when things turn upside down on them, who they blame? Yep, 90% of people will blame God for every loss, everything that they lose. You know, they will blame God. So, you know, God has promised to take care of us when, we put our faith in Him. It doesn't take us doing things on our own, you know, to have the things that we need. God has already provided them for us. We have just got to know and believe in our hearts that, you know, God's going to give us those things that we need to survive in life. When we all have faith in God, we learn the difference in what we need and what we want. God says He will, you know, fill our needs, and that's a promise. But when it comes to the things that we sometimes want, you know, the wait's hard. So, we could, instead of waiting for it, you know, we go out and do things our way, you know, because we get so frustrated and we just start trying to do things our ways to get the things that we want, you know, and it doesn't always work out for the best when we do that. you know, it's best to wait on God and let Him give you what you need, you know, before you even think about the things that you really want. I'm not saying it's bad to want things. It is okay to want things. But we must know that we need, our needs need to be met before our wants. So, did you know that God will put our wants to the side in order to give us what we need first? You know, even through our earthly pleasures, God is going to make sure that we have what we need before we have anything else. So the wants that we desire sometimes may not come, you know, when we want them, or sometimes they may not come at all. You know, it just depends on, you know, how the layout of our lives that, you know, God has put together for us. You know, where do we get, you know, the things that we want all the time over the things that we need? Because God is going to make sure that you have what you need before you get what you want. But, you know, to know the promises of God, we have to get into the Word. Everything He has for us is laid out in a perfect format. If you don't understand the King James Version, then you can get a Bible that is understandable. You know, they make them, so, you know, they have them in different prints, different languages, so that you can understand. There are many formats for us to read and understand today. So saying that you don't read the Bible is because you don't understand it, well, sorry to say, but that's not good enough to God, and it really shouldn't be good enough to you. That's really no excuse for us not spending time in the Word and getting to understand, you know, God and His love for us, and you know, also to know His promises. You have to be in His Word to know His promises to be able for them to be applied to your life. You know, I used to say all the time that I didn't read the Bible because I didn't understand it, you know, but I become so determined to know who Jesus was and what God's promised He would do for me, you know, through Jesus. So I searched every Bible around, and, you know, I found the perfect format for me, and I understand it well. So, you know, today I read more today than I have ever read, you know, the whole 50 years of my life. I have never been a reader, and I just always despise reading. You know, it made my eyes hurt, gave me a headache. But today I wake up in God's Word, and I go to bed in God's Word. The reading is knowledge and wisdom. You know, and the Bible says in Romans that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Well, your Bible is the Word of God. It teaches you everything you need to know. So if you want to know the promises of God, then you have to read it. You have to get in it and study it, you know, because these promises, they apply to you. And until you get in the Word of God and you read them and you understand them, then, you know, you're really not going to know the promises of God, and, you know, they can't be applied to you. If you don't know what the promises are, you know, they can't be applied to you. But today I'm going to share some of God's promises with you, and I hope that you will open up your heart and take it, you know, upon yourself to study some of these verses and let God apply the promises, you know, to your life. And I'm only going to give you a few of them. So if you want to know more of what God has promised, you know, in His Word to you, then you have to get in it and study it for yourself. You know, God has appointed us teachers and preachers and ministers, you know, to teach us these things. But you can't always rely on them. God has also, He wrote us this book here, you know, with everything that we ever need to get by in life. And, you know, if we just sit around and wait for somebody else to tell us what it says, it helps, it does. But to really understand what God has laid out for you and to help you better, it helps so much better if you personally will, you know, open it, get in it, read it and study it and hear it. You know, read out loud to yourself, because, you know, when you hear somebody read out loud or talk out loud, you get, you know, better understanding out of it. But there's all kinds of application Bibles that you can get that, you know, explains verse by verse. There's just so many ways that you can gain so much knowledge out of the book, out of God's Word. So I suggest that you get you a Bible you can understand and get in it. Don't always depend on your preachers or teachers or ministers to always give you that Word, because you know it may not always be that they can. They may not always be there at the time that you need a Word. So get in it and study it, and then, you know, apply it to yourself, and you'll know where to go in a situation that, you know, you need God's Word. You'll know where to go, and, you know, let God guide you. Just open your heart, open the Bible, and get into it. But anyway, the first verse that I come up with God's promise is Philippians 4:19. Says, but my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory by Jesus Christ. You know, this promise is still true today. You know, it's true to everybody who comes to Christ and is faithful. I tell you, your first step to receiving these promises of God is you got to believe in Jesus Christ. You got to acknowledge what He did for us on the cross, what the purpose of the cross was. You've got to open your heart and let Christ in. And, you know, when you do that, God will start teaching you these things through His Word. He will give you the desire to even get in His Word once you've received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You know, there's just no other way to learn of what God has in store for you until you receive till you receive Jesus in your heart. But the next one is Romans 8:28. We all know that things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to His purpose. You know, we all are called for a purpose, but we all have to love God, you know, in order to answer the calling that He has called us for. Again, you've got to love God. You've got to acknowledge Jesus. You've got to believe in your heart that He is who He says He is and that He will do for you what He says He'll do. That's just the key thing. You've got to know Jesus. There's no other way, you know, beyond it. You got to know Jesus to know God. For, you know, for God is love. You know, if you don't know love, then you don't know God, because God is love. Down in John 15:7, it says, if you abide in Me and My words in you, you shall ask of anything and it will be done unto you. And again, there you go. You have to abide in God and let God's Word abide in you so that He can, you know, give you your heart's desires. God wants to do that for everyone. He wants to fill every need and every want, every desire, every pleasure. You know, but until we receive and acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, none of these promises can be applied to us. None of our wants will be filled by God's grace. You may get them filled by your own self-doing, but it ain't going to be worth anything. So that's just a few of the verses, and I hope that you heard them and you would really like to know more of the promises that God has for you, because there's many, many more. The Bible is full of promises for you, and every promise in there applies to you just as well as it did in the past, just as well as it will in the future. It applies to you today. So I do hope and pray that these few verses open up your heart to wanting to know more of God and all His promises, so that He has to, you know, to give for you and to do for you. But the first step is you got to applying God's promise to your life is you got to acknowledge Jesus and what He did on the cross. You know, Jesus was a promise from God. He promised, like in Isaiah, prophesied that Jesus would come. You know, he would bore our stripes and, you know, be hung on that cross for our sins. So, you know, and to bring eternal life to anyone who believes, you know, and that was a promise from God. And it was fulfilled when Jesus came, you know, and he died on that cross and he was born again. So, you know, that's just one promise fulfilled right there that everybody should know that. So, you know, just in John 3:15 it says that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. That was a promise from God through Christ Jesus. And when you believe in that, then everything else will follow in. Everything else will take place. So just get into the Word and read, read, read. God has so much to talk to you about. All you got to do is listen, trust, you know, trust in Him and let Him fulfill every promise He has made to you. Apply these promises to your life. Make it personal with Him. When you're reading them, call out your name, you know, replace your name. Make it personal, you know, and just see what God can and will do for you. Thank y'all for listening. I do pray and pray, pray that you have a blessed day in the Lord, and just be lifted up. Have a good day.